In scrolling down the pages of Buffalo Rising, two themes emerge: Newell Nussbaumer's indefatigable approach to storytelling and his insurmountable pride and enthusiasm for Buffalo and all of its possibilities. That energy is apparent as he discusses the SS Columbia, a crumbling 118-year-old Great Lakes vessel docked along the Buffalo River.
So if you really had to say, the SS Columbia, it was Detroit's version of Buffalo's SS Canadiana, which was the cruise ship that used to go from Buffalo up to Canada, take everybody around Lake Erie, take everybody around the lake, all over the place. And it was just considered just such a great Buffalo ship, very iconic, very symbolic of Buffalo and its waterfront.
The Canadiana, of course, is gone, a victim of timing in many ways. As Nussbaumer points out, attempts to restore the Canadiana preceded the widespread civic commitment to the waterfront and its glorious past. Now he wonders if the Columbia could be a do-over of sorts. His research has uncovered a historical connection that could also connect to the current community spirit.
There was a young black girl by the name of Sarah Elizabeth Ray who was kicked off of the Columbia. And she was kicked off of the Columbia after segregation practices had already been banned. So it was a totally illegal act by removing her from the boat. And she decided that she was going to fight. And so she enlisted the help of the NAACP and Thurgood Marshall and took the operators of to court and won. It was basically unprecedented. It opened so many doors for civil rights fighters moving forward from that. So, I mean, you know, there's that incredible history of this boat that is so important. So basically you've got that history tied in with the history of the Great Lakes.
It's a story Nussbaumer believes that needs to be told and needs to be heard. The Columbia could be the vessel that keeps alive the indomitable spirit of Sarah Elizabeth Ray. He imagines the Columbia sailing along the shores of Lake Erie and down the Buffalo River, another shining piece of a waterfront that has become a lesson of what can happen when we commit to rectify mistakes of the past. It never comes easy, as is the case with the Columbia. To this point, revitalization efforts have raised $4.6 million. Another $20 million is needed. Newell, we've talked quite a bit over the recent years about a bunch of different elements here in Buffalo, and I can always tell when you're excited. Well, I think you're generally always pretty excited when it comes to Buffalo. But what about for this project? It seems like you've got a real passion for it. What catches you about it?
These boats were ubiquitous with what used to be here. And for so long, our waterfront was vanquished, and it was industrial, but it had nothing else. Now we're really starting to see things come back to life. And this, it just seems to be a key component. I think we're really at the point where this could be a possibility.
Newell Nussbaumer of Buffalo Rising, as always, it is great to speak with you, and thank you very much for joining us on Press Pass.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me.